Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
I've been an avid kayaker for more than 20 years. It was just too tempting to resist, since my home overlooks Morro Bay just off California's legendary Pacific Coast Highway Route 1. I'm frequently asked by friends and tourists about fishing from kayaks, and if there are specific attachments to hold rods and reels and gear. Hobie Cat Company, based in Laguna Beach, came up with a purpose-built, pedal-powered, kayak specifically crafted for the fishermen. The game change came about back in 1997 with the introduction of their Mirage Drive pedal-powered kayak. Imagine twin penguin-like fins attached to chain-driven pedals, and suddenly the kayak fisherman is hands-free. The invention was so dynamic in its torque and thrust that Hobie made a video with one Mirage Drive boat towing two standard paddle kayakers, and they are trying totally unsuccessfully to overpower the Mirage. A few years ago, Ingrid from Hobie arranged for me to test drive a Mirage, and I was instantly sold. While attending an outdoor riders conference in Big Bear Lake, California, I ran into Morgan Promnitz from Hobie Cat, and he just happened to have a couple of the Mirage craft on hand. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join Morgan at Big Bear for an overview and highlight of the pedal-powered Hobie Mirage. We're here with Morgan Promnitz with Hobie.
Yes, sir.
In a real specific little wing of Hobie.
Yeah, we do most of the kayak fishing stuff at Hobie Cat.
So tell us about the Hobie kayak fishing boats. They are different than they were even 10 years ago.
Kayak fishing and human-powered small boats have really come a long ways, especially in the last 5 to 10 years. What's different about our boats is we use a Mirage Drive system, which is a pedal drive system. So instead of paddling the Hobies around, we pedal. And the good thing about that is it leaves your hands free for fishing.
Total hands-free. That is cool.
So you're using your legs, which are a lot stronger than your arms, to power your vessel. You have a little rudder off the back that you steer with, and the rest of the time you're casting or working a lure.
I know for a fact Ingrid, who works with you at Hobie, she a long time ago sent me a DVD about your new pedal-powered kayaks. And there's a scene where one dude is driving the pedal-powered, and he's towing two guys in the paddle-powered kayaks. If that isn't testimonial of the power of pedal-driven kayaks today, I don't know what is.
Yeah, that the Mirage Drive system is just so efficient. It's designed after the way that a penguin's wing flexes underneath the water. So it's, you know, got nature in mind, and it's a very natural way to create pitch underneath the water, and that's what gives you your forward propulsion. Another cool thing with the boats is, especially over the last 5 years with the popularity of kayak fishing increasing, is we've specifically designed some of our kayaks for anglers, you know, with rod holders and more comfortable seats.
People ask me, if I fished on a kayak, what do I do with my pole? What do I do with my tackle and all this stuff? So you've thought that out really intensely.
You know, we have a big team of designers and engineers at Hobie Cat, and a lot of them fish. So, you know, they're out on the product all the time tinkering with things and figuring out the best way to do things. So what they've done is created products, whether you're on a river or a lake or on the ocean, you can customize and use our products in any of those settings.
I noticed this one, this rig you have here, has a little bait box. It's all designed to be nested in behind the driver.
Yeah, kayak fishing accessories like our Hobie Livewell. We have crate systems and rod holders and fish finders and all that kind of stuff. We carry everything that you need pretty much to rig your boat out for any kind of fishing. And I started using the products personally about 9 years ago, and I paddled a kayak for 4 years before that, and a friend of mine forced me to try the Mirage Drive. I thought it was some kind of gimmick or just not very good, and after about 3 minutes on the water, I've never looked back.
You got it instantly.
Yeah, it's just such a big advantage to be out there on the water. My lure is in the water twice as much, and I can hold myself in wind or current, you know, so many advantages.
And as I recall, I don't know about the Mirage, but there's some that you can even put a little sail on them.
Yeah, in fact, all of the Mirage Drive kayaks, you can put a sail in them. There's a little spot just in front of the front hatch. So sail power, paddle, you know, you can still paddle them like a regular kayak. Sure. They're just, you know, a three-in-one deal and get you out there on the water having fun. If you're thinking about getting a kayak, at least try the Mirage Drive before you buy, just so that you know what you're missing. Or you know what, you know, you're looking at all the options out there.
And what's base price start at for a Mirage pedal system boat?
I think the Mirage Sport, which is our 9-footer with the Mirage Drive system, goes for around $1,800. And then our Revolution 13 and Outback go for around $2,300. And then you get into the Pro Angler series, which are really our, you know,
state of the art
horizontal rod holders, all the stuff that you need to really key into fishing. Those go for just a little over $3,000.
Wow. Yeah, a little baby car.
Yeah, they're not cheap, but when you're on the water, you will see why they cost a little more.
And they obviously work because people buy them and have them and love them.
Yeah, exactly. We're really happy. We've been keeping super busy, and we see more and more people out on the water every day and enjoying pedaling around on their Hobie.
Very cool. For further information about Hobie Mirage and Hobie Pedal Power Craft,
HobieFishing.com. You can also find us on social media. Hobie USA is our YouTube channel, and Hobie Fishing on Facebook. We have tens of thousands of followers on there, and we're always sharing new and fun and exciting stuff.
Awesome. Morgan Prominence, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Big Bear, California.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning,